John, welcome back to the Soccer Show.
Hi, Nigel. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. We know you're in the midst of a busy CSA presentation, so we hope we can make ourselves heard above the din. Firstly, from Bob and I, many congratulations on getting to the Olympics in London.
Yeah, we sort of accomplished that mission. You know, it was just a wonderful experience in Vancouver. The crowds just kept coming and coming, and you know, we certainly needed them to get through that Mexico game. It got a bit nerve-wracking towards the end, but we certainly came through, and luckily enough, we've got a team to cheer now at the Olympics.
Well, we have, and that's all good news. We'll get on to the game that followed the Mexico game in a moment, but there was, you're absolutely right, a period in that second half, 20 minutes or so, where they got a goal back, and they threatened the equaliser, and I thought it was coming. And then the girls got their act together again and went on and scored the third goal. And for that, they and you are to be commended, because that, of course, was the key game.
Yeah, it's that old 2-0 scoreline. You know, you're sitting there on 2-0 and you're waiting and waiting. You think you're safe and opposition get a goal. And you often see teams capitulate at that time. I think that was the biggest test for this team in the whole tournament, whether or not we could, you know, keep it together mentally, but also to see if they could find that gear where they could really push on and win the game. And it was, that was a really cool moment, that. And, you know, you want to win these games and win them comfortably, but I think there was just as many learnings in that game as there was in any of the games we've played so far.
And John, we had, at least I had some doubts, you know, because I thought Mexico played pretty well against the U.S. I mean, notwithstanding the horrific starting 5 minutes that where they gave up two goals on set plays, but during the flow of the game against the U.S., they were actually, you know, quite in control. I thought their skill level was high, and I knew that it was going to be tough for the Canadian girls to put them off their game. And quite frankly, I'd have to congratulate you for that, because I thought that the Canadian team showed incredible team resolve, some fantastic team defense, and the Mexicans actually looked really, really confused in the first half especially. And my old friend Leonardo Cuellar, you know, he looked like he was confused as well in terms of what to do, because I thought, you know, your team tactics were spot on.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could have said the same for the U.S. game.
Well, that's, yeah.
Well, I mean, these things happen, but, you know, we put a lot of time and energy into two games, Costa Rica and Mexico, and the big learning for me was the lack of diligence we put into the U.S. preparation. I mean, we've been in L.A. just before Christmas and post-Christmas. We've been working on playing against the Mexicans and the Costa Ricans, who play a very similar style. They're very much a counter-attacking team. And, you know, I think the girls, particularly Chapman and Wooler, had to control Dominguez and Rodriguez in both those games. They did that well. And then, you know, from a possession perspective, we just had a feeling they were going to give us those gaps between the units where those wide diamonds, Parker and Schmidt, could operate, and they certainly did. And we got the ball into the right people, and, you know, it happened. You know, first half and in both games, we really found our rhythm.
So, job done. You're going to the Olympics in London, and that's what they employed you to do. So, as I say, congratulations from us all and from all Canadian soccer fans. Now let's get to the difficult part of the conversation. How tough was it to compete with the Americans in the final? And what did you learn from that? Because clearly that was another step that this team couldn't take at this time.
Well, it's funny. They put a really strong team out in Kansas. I played very similar strategy and tactics against them. And we came away with a nil-all draw. And we felt with Sinclair and the team, we'd be able to, you know, to do something a bit different. But it didn't happen. And I think there was some issues around my selection, some issues around tactics as well. You know, Pia changed our lineup. We didn't expect the lineup. It was a lot more technical in certain positions. We thought we could get pressure on. And, you know, they just switched the ball for fun. And it was one of them. I think as a team, we got a little bit stuck. We lost our confidence, we lost our way in terms of our possession game. And as a coach, it was one of them where you've went, if we don't learn from this, we ain't going to take a gold medal home at the Olympics. So I thought, you know, part of you were devastated to put a performance in like that in front of the crowd and the fans that are tuned in. But at the same time, you know, there's something that just lets you know keep your feet on your ground, fella, and, you know, make sure the girls know they've got a hell of a shift to put in to get ready for this Olympics if they want to strip the gold from the U.S.
You know, John, there was a couple of players that really stood out for me. One was Desiree Scott, who was, I mean, they called her the pit bull. I think that's, in terms of her aggressiveness, I could even agree that to accept that nickname. But she was much more than a pit bull, and she was, for me, the revelation. The other player that I'd like to point out, who for me was, because I didn't expect it, was Melissa Tangredi, because against Mexico, for me, she showed some great vision and actually some skill that I didn't think she had. And I would have to say that you should take a lot of credit for that, because she was a girl that under Carolina Maracci's regime didn't feel or didn't look comfortable, and she sure did with against Mexico especially.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about two great Canadians. I mean, these girls, Tank's had a career for I don't know how long with the national team, and, you know, Desi's been in and out, and that's, I think, you talk about Desi, I mean, the girls had up and downs with the team, hasn't had much opportunity, and it was one of them where, you know, some time ago in Vancouver, you're talking about, come on, you know, you're in a performance cage, and you've got to break out of it, and there's not going to be too many more chances under a new coach to do that. So we give her the deep lying responsibility, that sort of defensive midfield role in the Pan Ams, and she took the shirt and never gave it back. I mean, she was wonderful. She was key to our gold medal in the Pan Ams. And, she really encapsulated that sort of Canadian spirit, the identity that I know this team wants to be seen for, tough tackling, but at the same time have got that sort of finesse about their play. So I think what we did is we unearthed Desi in that tournament to say we've got another player that could potentially be a world-class player. And, you've got Tancredi, who's, she just seems to have shaken some of the shackles that she'd had. Mm-hmm. We said to Tank, listen, you can make mistakes up in that part of the pitch. You know, that's your job. You don't be frightened to do things that are going to, potentially make you lose the ball. I'd rather you have a go at the team than worry about the mistakes that you could be making, and I think that's helped Tank.
John, let's talk about the next 6 months culminating in the Olympics. You've clearly said that improvements have got to be made. I wonder realistically what those improvements pertain to and how much better you can make this team that was frankly exposed by the US in that final game. I'm looking at the Olympic contenders, shall we say. There's the US, Japan, the world champions, Brazil, then the two European teams, Sweden and France. And, I wonder how you see this, because if you're talking to me down the pub, I'm looking at all those teams and thinking they're probably all ahead of Canada and there's only three places on the podium.
Yeah, well, we played Sweden recently, beat them 2-1 and, comfortably did it. All our statistics were, well above the Swedes at that time. And, it was a real tough game. Like the things that the Canadian team, our girls, had done against Sweden, which was to play out from the back under the sort of pressure the Swedes were putting. They play a very similar system to the US. They've got similar types of players, strong, powerful and physical. And we wilted, and I think that's a big challenge for us. There's two aspects. One, I think the semi-final for us was our peak, and we weren't able to get ourselves up mentally, emotionally and physically for the second game. Two, there was some tactical things, some of my decision-making and selection and, how I managed the game, the learnings from myself that I'd have to do that, better if we want to win a gold medal. And I think thirdly is around the physical side. This team aren't at their physical peak yet. I'm absolutely sure. I think, people probably don't understand the impact the World Cup had on this group of players. A lot of them lost their passion and enthusiasm for the sport. And picking them up in sort of September, October time, we were 3 months out or 2 months out from the pinnacle event. And we weren't in the condition we needed to be. And, you can't blame the players. I mean, they just, for some of them, they just lost the real passion for playing football. And with that, the discipline disappears to do all the hard work. So, we're on the right track now. And I think the US game is a great motivator for the players. And we'll use that as a tool to push us on.
So, 6 months out, very quickly, because time is against us as it is, and we'll let you go. The next challenge, I guess, is off to Cyprus to defend the Cyprus Cup and some sort of preparation there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Cyprus is a great tournament for the girls. You get, you know, a tournament environment, and there's something to play for. But it's a bit more than that for us. There's a few players that we want to have a look at during that period. And I think, like I say, when we talked about becoming unstuck in that tournament, we were stuck playing a possession game with a pressing strategy against the world number one that clearly didn't work. So we've got to, you know, play around with our tactics and strategies in that tournament. So, you know, while we want to go and win the tournament, I think there's some development work we may need to put in, you know, to help ready us for the tournament. So, you know, we've got some steps to take that will hopefully take us closer to that podium.
John, always good to talk to you. Fascinating insight. We wish you all the best for the rest of the year. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it.